Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 through 22. Make every effort to come to me soon, for Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Pick up Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service. But Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak which I left at Troas with Carpus, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Be on guard against him yourself, for he vigorously opposed our teaching. At my first defense, no one supported me, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was rescued out of the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed, and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained at Corinth, but Trophimus I left sick at Miletus. Make every effort to come before winter. Eubulus greets you, also Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brethren. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you.
Independence is a prized attribute in Western culture. But biblically speaking, it isn't a worthy aspiration. The very fact that the Lord formed the church, a community of believers, should tell us that He did not create us for self-sufficiency or isolation. Once we place faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit indwells us so we can have a relationship with Him and satisfying friendships with one another. In God's design, a committed biblical friendship builds both parties toward Christ-likeness. Over and over in Scripture, we find evidence of believers relying upon a close friend or confidant for support. In today's Scripture passage, for example, Paul spoke about his dependence on dear companions, and he encouraged others to form godly relationships too. If we neglect our relationship with the Lord, the further we drift from Him, the more pervasive our self-sufficient attitude becomes. We're hesitant to give to others, which in turn makes us reluctant to receive. Instead, Scripture tells us we're to love one another, bear our brother's burdens, and confess our sins to fellow believers. See John 13:34, Galatians 6, verse 2, and James 5, verse 16. In other words, we're to give ourselves away to others and receive from them in return. That's how church members can encourage one another to grow in Christ-likeness.